I've seen so many athletes, they're just going for after next goal and next goal, and it's never enough. That's why you see a lot of entrepreneur athletes, actors that are never satisfied, right?
Yeah.
So I think having those big goals, I had them myself, and once like I achieved and won those medals, I was really, really happy. Of course, still, I'm not competing anymore.
Yeah.
I want to have those highs, but I want them in different ways because I don't want to be that person that are 50 years old and still chasing, you know, an old dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I also think it's okay to never be satisfied and to keep setting goals. And like, I plan to keep doing these crazy swims for as long as I can, but I sort of hope that I'm never satisfied. Like, I hope that I never fulfill my entire list of all the swims I want to do because I keep adding swims to that list. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think it will be more sad if one day I'm satisfied because then I won't have anything else to do, you know?
It makes you feel alive, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And part of, I think, why I was so, like, down after I finished was that I couldn't swim because I was so sore. I couldn't get in the pool and I couldn't do the thing that gives me, like, peace. So it took me a couple days until I could actually get back and swim a little bit, and then I was much happier.
Yeah.
And it sunk in that I'd actually done the swim, and then I basically got to hang out with my mom in London for 10 days and just explore London and eat at yummy restaurants and
just enjoy,
soak in that I had done this swim.